Over the last few years, a lot of companies have spent a lot of money encouraging us to pay our bills over the internet. Now, some firms are encouraging us to start using these services with incentives for those who still pay bills the old-fashioned way. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Most people still get their monthly bills by mail. After reviewing their statement, they write a check, lick a stamp, and send the bill back to the company the same way. But increasingly, companies are looking to steer customers in a new direction. Chris Musto is vice president of research at Gomez Incorporated, a company that looks at internet services. He says companies have gotten much more serious about moving bill paying online.
Companies are going to do whatever it takes to get customers to pay their bills more efficiently from the company's perspective. For some companies, they're going to pretend it's a carrot. For other companies, they're going to own up that it's a stick.
Companies that prefer the stick approach are actually charging customers to receive their monthly billing statements by mail. Primus, a telecommunications firm, recently put in place a $2 a month fee for paper bills. And Primus isn't alone. Beth Robertson is with Tower Group, a financial services consulting firm. She says the fee-based approach is working for some companies trying to convince their customers to part with paper.
Most of the companies that are actually charging these fees are charging fairly substantial fees, so it's definitely has driven consumers to actually convert to electronic. So it's effective, but it's not necessarily the most positive method to use in terms of your customer relations.
Companies, however, have a good reason to risk offending customers. They can save lots of money. Studies show it costs companies a dollar or more to process a paper bill. Using the internet can lower that cost by 50 cents. But consumer groups worry charging customers for paper bills might become a trend. Gail Hillebrand is with the nonprofit arm of Consumers Union, a division of Consumer Reports magazine. She says people who pay bills by mail could be unfairly penalized.
There certainly is a worry that the use of a paper statement will be a new profit center, a new place to assess fees for things that weren't assessed before. It can be useful for those consumers who are online and want to do their business that way. Our only concern is that consumers should be the ones who have that choice.
Consumer groups also point to the fact that only around 60% of U.S. homes have a computer with internet access. However, not all companies are taking such an aggressive approach. Citibank and Bank of America both offer free online bill paying services to their customers. Other companies, in an effort to maintain customer loyalty, are offering substantial discounts to those who adopt the new technology. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.